get the horses ready to go buggy riding or something, you'd say that you needed to
hitch the horse to the buggy.
Now hitch. And now, would they have to hitch them up to a, what would they?
Put the harness on them first, and then back them into these shafts, and then fasten the other straps you have to fasten to hitch them.
If you were riding on horseback, what would you call the things that you hold in?
Rein.
And now on a saddle, the things that you put your feet into?
Stirrup.
And, do you remember, like, if people were plowing with, like, two horses, did they call the one on the right different from the one on the left?
Well, they did in most places, the lead mule or the lead horse.
That's what I was wondering about, the lead. Which one would be the lead?
The one on the right.
The one on the right would be. And, now, like, if people were talking about a house that was, well, not right near at hand, and somebody asked them where it was, they'd like say, well, it's not far, it's just a little
piece.
And now if it was quite a ways on down the road, and you ask them, and you'd say, well, yeah, now that'd be
quite a way.
Now if something was just real calm, and then you didn't have to look for it any particular place, somebody might say, oh, you can just find that just about
any place.
And if a person that, like, if it got real cold and it was icy, and if they fell over this way, you'd say they fell
down.
Mm-hmm. And if they fell like this way, you'd say they fell over
backward.
Mm-hmm. And if a person was going in this direction and then going that direction, you'd say they were going
north. They were going that way, and they're south.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking in terms of, like, backwards and
forward.
Because it could be north and south. This would be north and south. I didn't make that clear enough. You'll have to forgive me.
Sometimes
I'm not very clear with my questions. It's not you, it's me. I'm not always the clearest person in the world. Now, if they were plowing, and, you know, what would you call those, the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
If you had a real good yield of something, you might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
And if you were getting rid of all the brush and trees and stuff on some land, you'd say that you were
clearing it.
And what would you call, like, a crop, like potatoes or something that you didn't plant, but it just came up?
Volunteer.
And did you ever raise any wheat or oats?
You know, my father raised oats, but no wheat.
Now, when they would raise oats, did they tie them up into,
After they were cut, they were raked up just like the hay. And then Daddy tied them, most of the time, he tied them up in bundles.
Bundles, that's what I was wondering about. Mm-hmm. Now, pile those bundles up into,
He would just throw them to the wagon and then carry them to the house and put them in the shed. No, see what you call that. I know what it is. Shocks
or something like sheaves? Into sheaves, would that be?
Well, it would be right for oats, yes. Sheaves, yes.
Sheaves
that would
oats.
Be right for oats, yes. Mm-hmm.
When they were measuring, like, oats, the amount of oats that you raised per acre,
a bushel.
Well, now, what would they have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh.
Oh, I see.